Okay, welcome back to Shifas. Today is Friday. What I would like to do is I would like to first do a quick review, a chazara of the daf that we did this week. It was fairly easy. We've stayed in easy territory throughout. But here we go. Amr le Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Zera, Ad hacha, to hear to Yerushalayim de mechayev ve'im b'simcha, where the mother is chayev to go for the mitzvah of simcha, aitzis imei, his mother brings in there. Mikan ve'elech, but from here and on, from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis, to there, Beis Hillel says, imei achol lalas lachas b'yadr shalav Yerushalayim l'Har Abayis, if he can go holding hands, chayev, if not, pater. So meaning that was responding to the fact from the Gemara in the bottom, asking us, how does he even get there if he's not even weaned off from his mother? So Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel Bishamai. Rebbe objected on behalf of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. V'chana lo alsa ki amr li isha adye gomel hanar v'yosif. And Chana did not go up to Shiloh because she said to her husband, until Shmuel's going to be weaned, then I'll bring him. So, but Shmuel was at an age where he could have gone on the shoulders of his father. How Shmuel diachol yirkov al ksefa shalabi. So even before he was weaned, Shmuel was able to go on his father's. According to Beis Shammai, Shmuel should have been taken to the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was young. So Amar le'Avua, his father said, L'tamech, according to your logic, no, tikshi l'chana gufa. You have a problem with Chana herself. Milo mechayev v'simcha. Wasn't she obligated in simcha that she should have taken him at least a certain distance because he was not weaned and then gone on the shoulders? So the kash is really on Chana. No, rather the answer is Chana mafkanusa yaseira chazi v'shmuel. Chana saw a sort of a very gentleness with Shmuel and chashabed mishmuel l'chul shto orchen. She was worried that Shmuel's not going to do well. Baby Shmuel won't do well from this journey. And therefore, it was special extenuating circumstances. Boy, Reb Shimshon asked the following question. A case of a minor who's lame, according to Beis Shammai, or a minor who's blind, according to both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Mao, what's the din? Is the father chayef to bring him to the Beis HaMikdash? Meaning an adult who is a chiger, lame, or blind, we know is exempt from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But a child with that disabilities, maybe there's still the mitzvah derabanan of chinuch. By the way, in the case of the Chigir, the Gemara specifies Beis Shammai as opposed to Beis Hillel. That's because Beis Hillel holds that a child does not need to be taken to Har Abayis unless he could walk. And therefore, the Chiv would certainly not apply the case of a Chigir, of a child who's lame. In the case of a blind child, however, you could hold into your father's hand. And the Gemara, therefore, would make sense according to Beis Hillel. So, hey Chidami, what's the case? If we say we're talking about a lame child who cannot be healed, never get better, or a blind child who never get his vision back, if the adult is potter, why would the katan be more machmer? The case of a lame child who's going to be healed before he becomes an adult, and a blind child whose vision is going to come before he's an adult. So, what's the din? Do I have to do the mitzvah of Re'iyah now, chinuch, while the child is in a state of disability? So, Amar Abai, whenever an adult would be chayev to do the mitzvah in deraisa, katan is nami mechanchen leim derabanan. But any situation where a gadol is pater in deraisa, also the derabanan is lifted. Therefore, in our case, since the adult who's lame or blind is not going to be chayev in the mitzvah of riyah, so too there's no derabanan option for the child. Okay, the Mishnah said, Beit Shammai holds that a riyah shtei kesef, also riyah is two kesef, and the shalmachik is one, Beis Hillel flips it. Okay, what's this machlokas all about? Tanur Rabbanan Beit Shammai says, HaRi'iyah shtei kesef, achagiga ma kesef. The oldest Riyah must be worth at least two silver mouse, and the shalmachigiga one. Shari'iyah olu kuluga. The reason is the oldest Riyah is more is because it's offered entirely on the Mizbeach, burnt. Masha enke mechagiga, as opposed to the chagiga, it has multiple eaters. Va'od matzino batzeres, and furthermore, we find respect to shvuas, shariba behen akasab olos yozim reshlamim. The Torah included there more olos than it did shlamim. The shtei alechem, the first offering and the new wheat offering, which is brought on shvuas, has a set of offerings which include 10 olos, but only 2 shlamim. Beis Hillel's view, what's his view? So Beis Hillel says, HaRi'iyah ma kesef, and the Chagiga is shtei kesef, because the Chagiga yeshna liftei dibor, because the Shalmei Chagiga was before the word of Hashem was given at Har Sinai, Masha'en came Beriyah, as opposed to the Olus Riyah. Va'od matzino b'nesiyim, and furthermore, we find with respect to the offerings by the Nesiyim, there were many more Shlamim, more than there were the Olos. In fact, there was 204 Shlamim versus 36 Olos. So Beis Hillel, my time, why didn't Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai? Because the commerce via Divdul Kulin, because the argument that Beis Shammai said the older Re'iyah is a higher level because it's offered totally. Adraba, on the contrary, Chagiga is a Difa. The Shammai Chagiga is better, the Isbash de Achilas, because it has two eatings. Part of it was on the Mizbeach, and part of it was eaten by humans. Kamar's Nelef Matzeris. And regarding what you said, that we should learn the Cheshivas Ola Re'iyah from the offerings of Shavuot, so that we could say Don in Korban Yachid, Mekorban Yachid. Ve'ein Don in Korban Yachid, Mekorban Sibor. We don't compare, meaning the Shavuot things, which were that of a Tzibor. It came from the money of the tzibur. Beis Shammai says, "My time, why didn't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? The garments chigid b'dishna livnei there because that which Beis Hillel said the Shammai chigid is better because it was brought before the word of our Sinai, Hashem and Har Sinai. Riyah nami yishlim dibor. The oldest riyah was also brought before the word of Hashem and Har Sinai. The garment nailim nesiim. And if with regard to that, which you say we should learn the chashiv of the Shammai chigid from the nesiim, well, don and davar nolu b'davar nolu. I'd rather compare something which was for generations, like the Shammai chigid also riyah, as opposed to something else which was for generations. Meaning not as opposed to something for generations, which was shvuas, as opposed to learning Dabar Noglu Doros from the as opposed to comparing something which was generations to not generations. The Nesiyim was not generations. Meisil says, Maishna Chagigah Nishna V'dei Adibur. Wait a second. Meisil says, what was the reason the Shalman Chagigah has been bought before our Sinai? The Chagigah says, V'yizbuchu Zvachim Shlamim. Right? They sacrifice Shlamim. But Riyah Nami, see, Vayala Olus, they brought Olus. You see, both of them were there, Lifnei Adibor. No, because Savar Bezal Hills of the opinion that Olus Sheikrivu Yisrael Midbar, the Olus of Yisrael offered in the Midbar, was an Olus Tamid, was an Olus Tamid. Shammai Savar, the Olus Sheikrivu Midbar, was an Olus Riyahave. So you see, Beisham Beis Hillel disagree as to whether the Olad Har Sinai was a Tamid or Re'iyah. Amar Abai, Beishamai, V'Rebbe Lazar, V'Rebbe Yishmol, Kulei, all of them hold, the Olad of Yisrael brought in the Midbar was an Olad Re'iyah Havei. Beis Hillel, Rekiv, Rebbe Yosei, Aglili, Kulei, Sfir Lu, the Olad of Yisrael of Midbar was an Olad Tamid Havei. Beishamai, as we said, Hada Amran. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion of Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, Klalus, number saying the general rules told at Har Sinai, but the Protos, the details were given in the Olmud. And Rabbi Kiva says the Kulos and the Protos were at Har Sinai, and repeated again in Olmud, Benishtalshun, a third time, Arvas Moav. Now, if you hold that Ola the Yisrael was offered in a midbar was an Ola's Tamid Ave, Mika, can be something Mikar, a low boy, after did not need skinning and Nituach scoring, meaning the rules were not given ahead of time, so it was going to be a very basic process. And in the end, later on, they gave you a new process, it was Sof Boy, Hefshir Nituach. So according to Bishmol, the Ola brought in the midbar could not have been the Tamid, it had to have been the Ola's Riyah. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer also the opinion Tanya, Olus Tamid Asuya Bar Sinai, Hasuya. Rebbe Lezer says, Maseh Nemer Sinai. The procedures were taught at Har Sinai, but it itself was not offered. So according to Rebbe Lezer, the Ola at Har Sinai was not the Tamid, but rather the Olus Re'iyah. Rabbi Akiva says, Karva Veshuv L'Pasuk, the Tamid was offered Har Sinai and was not discontinued. So the Mani Mekayim, what do we do with the Pasuk? Hazvachim U'mincha Higashtin L'Midbar, M'shonam Beis Yisrael. Did you bring these sacrifices and mincha to me in the Midbar for 40 years, Beis Yisrael? Right? There's a Pasuk in Amos, and it implies the Tamid was not brought during that time. No, Shifto Shalevi Shlovasar. I have to say that the Shevet of Levi, who did not involve himself in Avodah Zarah in the Golden Calf, Heine Krivusa, they offered the Tamid during the 40 years. Okay, so Baye now looks at those tonight. Behold, the Ola was the Tamid. Beis Hillel says, Hadamar, we said already, he was told it was Tamid. Rabbi Akiva also, Hanamir, that we also said above, Rabbi Akiva's position, right in the last Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how do we know he holds it was Tamid before? The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Shlosh Misavitz, Nam Zbal Samrego. Three mitzvahs the Jewish people were commanded to do when they went out to Yantif. Riyah Chagigah Vesimcha. Yesh Birin Himshtam, Yesh Chagigah Shemishtam, Yesh Besimcha, and there's something about Simcha that doesn't exist in the others. So Yesh Biriyah Shemishtam, because the Riyah Ola Kulagva. Masha Enke Mishteim, as opposed to the other two. Yesh B'chagiga Masha Enke Mishteim, because Chagiga Lifnei Adibor. Masha Enke Mishteim. Yesh B'simcha Masha Enke Mishteim, something B'shal Mishimcha is on the two, because the Simcha is Noheges Ba'anashim U'Banashim, men and women. Masha Enke Mishteim, as opposed to the other two. So Rabbi Yosef Gluli here says, the Shalmei Chagiga was brought of Har Sinai, whereas the Ola's Riyah was not. And therefore you see, they asked that the Ola offered Har Sinai was a Talmud. Abai says Rabbi Shmuel's among the list tonight. All the Ola brought Har Sinai was an Olas Re'iyah. So let's discuss that. Rabbi Shmuel says, my time had come up with Lokav Beis Shammai. Why do you, Abai, say he's the same opinion as Beis Shammai, that Ola of Sinai was an Olas Re'iyah? You got to that logic based on the following. If you think the Ola Shi Yisrael, Shigur Midbar, the Ola they offered was an Ola Tamid, how could it be something that originally did not need Hefshep V'Nituach, and later on it's going to need skinning and Nituach and cutting up? So it can't be that. Wait a second, why not? How Rabbi Yisrael Gli Damer, Ola Shikri Midbar was an Ola's Tamid. Rabbi Yisrael says the Ola they brought in the Midbar was Ola's Tamid, Rabbi Yisrael Gli. And originally it did not need Hefshir Minituch, and later it did. The rules changed when Har Sinai was given, that's fine. The time Rabbi Yisrael Gli says, Ola Shikri Midbar, Ainot and Hefshir Minituch, Livshem, because there was no din yet, El Mitoch, El Moed, and on. So you see, he doesn't have to, it's not Muchrach to say that it's a problem to have a Korban that looked differently at two different points in history. So you're right, Samim Mekan Rabbi Shmuel, get Rabbi Shmuel off the list. Okay, the Pasuk about the sacrifices at Har Sinai says, Vayishlach Nare b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olas v'yizbuchu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. So what do we do with that word parim? Is it modifying both the ola and the shlamim, or just one? Boy Reb Chizda, hi kra hechiksiv. How do you read the pasuk? It says v'yishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olas kvasim, were lambs, pause, and then v'yizbuchu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim, bulls. Or Dilma Aidi Baidi, or is Parim modifying both? So Lamai Nafkin, what's the difference in the end? So Marzutra says Lepisuk Tamim, how to do a cantillation, meaning the trup. The trup will be a breakup type trup, Esnachta, if you're trying to break up the two parts of the Pusuk. But if the Parim is modifying both, you want to read it in a way that it continues. Ravacha Braid, Rav Marla Omer, according to one of Sarela Olakolo, another Nafkamina is where one makes a pledge. I want an Ola like the Ola they brought in the Midbar. So what was that, Parim? Or Kvasim? Teku. So we leave it at that. Okay, Tanan Hasam is the last Gemara we covered. Tanan Hasam, these are things that have no shiur. Peya, Bikurim, Ra'ayon, Gemilus Chasadim, and Talmud Torah. So one of the meanings of Ra'ayon is that it's an Olus Re'iya. Amar B'Yochanan, Kesfur Manol, we thought to say the Mishnah means that Ra'ayon does not have a shiur above, no maximum. But perhaps the Mishnah and Peya means that these things have a shiur Lamata below. Until Rabbi Oshia came along and taught us how Ra'ayon does not have a shiur Lo Lamala, not above, and not below. According to Daraisa, the Chamim came along and they gave her a shir, Ha-Re'iya, Ma-Kesef, and the Chagiga, Shtei-Kesef. What is the Re'ayon? Okay, that we'll discuss next time, but now I want to take a little couple minutes to do a little bit. As always, the new content for this week in Sheif is dedicated in honor of the memory of Yitzchak Isaac ben Yehuda Lev, Zichrono Levracha. Okay, we'll be in. So the Mishnah on Beis HaMikdash says the mitzvah of chinuch needs that a child comes to the Beis HaMikdash on the Yontif only when he's old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, Beit Shammai, or hold his father's hands and walk, Beis Hillel, from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis. So the Gemara asks that a child should be chayiv only at a much older age when he's able to travel from Yerushalayim from his hometown while he holds his father's hand. And the Gemara says, no, it's the mother who brings the child to Yerushalayim. Since the mother comes for the mitzvah of simcha, she brings him with her, and therefore the chayiv of a child in Lirego is measured only by whether he can walk from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis while he holds his father's hand. So why is a child who's not old enough to travel to Yerushalayim without his mother exempt from Aliyah Laregel? Meaning, just as his mother brings him to Yerushalayim, she should also bring him to Har Bayis. So the Gemara must be holding the mitzvah of chinuch only applies to the child's father, but not to the mother. So if the mother has no obligation of chinuch for a child, then why did the Gemara say the father brings his child to Har Bayis, when it's the mother who brings to Yerushalayim? The father should be obligated to bring his child to Har Bayis only when the child's old enough to travel alone with his father from his hometown to Yerushalayim. So many Rishonim hold the mitzvah of chinuch does not apply to the mother. It's the Tosas Yeshonim to Yoma, and that's based on the Gemara in Nazir, where Reish Lakish says that only a father can declare his son to be a Nazir for the sake of chinuch, but a mother can't. Right, so that's one possibility. The Gemara in Sukkah, Beis HaMikdash, says that Hilni Hamalka sat with her young sons in a sukkah, and the Gemara proves that the sukkah where they sat must have been kosher because her children were of the age of chinuch at that time. And therefore, she was chayav to teach them to fulfill the mitzvah with a valid sukkah. So if the mitzvah of chinuch doesn't apply to the mother, why did Hilni have to ensure that her son sat in a valid sukkah? So the Gemara in Sukkah implies that Hilni had her children sit in a kosher sukkah because of her chiyuv to do so, and not just because she was doing above and beyond the letter of the law. So really a problem. So the Rishonim explained that when a child's father's not around, the obligation of chinuch does rest on the mother. That's a truma sedeshin based on Tosfos and Erevin. And that could be the intention of the Tosas Yeshanim that we just quoted. The Miri and Nazir also says that if a child has no father, the mother is chayiv in the chinuch. Only when the father is alive and present is the mother exempt. In the case of the Gemara here, however, the father's present, and therefore the mother is not chayiv. So according to these Rishonim, when the Gemara says the mother takes child to Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean she takes him there for the sake of chinuch li ragel, but simply because she doesn't want to leave him alone. Once he's in Yerushalayim, the father brings him to Har Bayis for the sake of chinuch. Okay, that's the possibility. Now, the Gemara, new topic, the Gemara says that the Jewish people were, sort of cast aside in the wilderness because they sinned with the golden calf. Rabbi Akiva quotes a pasuk in Amish, which shows that they did not offer korbanos in the wilderness because of their position they were in. Only the members of Levi who didn't join in the golden calf brought the korban damid. So this Gemara goes against Mod Katan 15b. The Gemara in Mod Katan proves that a menuda, one who's in Chayim, is allowed to send his korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash with a shaliach. And the Gemara proves this from the fact that during, while they were in the Midbar, the Jewish people of the status of menudim sent their korbanos to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara there clearly says the Jewish people did offer korbanos in the Midbar, while the Gemara here says they did not offer korbanos and that they were not even allowed to. So how do you put these together? So the Turi Evan, based on the words of Tosfos and Mod Katan, Tosus questions what's the source for the Gemara's position the Jews offer korbanos in the desert. So he concludes that maybe there's some hint from the pasuk, but he doesn't specify any pasuk. The Turei Evan suggests that the proof is from the beginning of the pasuk is according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Chulin, who holds the Jews were not allowed to eat meat in the desert unless there was the meat of a korban. If they ate meat in the desert, they must have offered korbanos. So the Turi Evan adds that if the Psukim from Rabbi Shmuel learns his opinion are the source the Jewish people are Kabbonis in the desert, then there's no steer between the Gemara here and Maot Katan. The Gemara here is the view of Rabbi Akiva, who argues Rabbi Shmuel and holds the Jews were allowed to eat meat that was not from a korban, Basar Taiva. So therefore he holds the Jews in the desert and the wilderness did not offer korbanos. The Rashash asks the Torah explicitly specifies various korbanos where the Jews offer the Midbar, the korban Pesach in the second year. The Rashash answers that maybe they offer the korban Pesach because of a special tzivoy from Hashem, but they didn't bring other korbanos.